Bible this morning to the book of John, chapter 19. We're going to start in verse 16. If you're there, say amen. If you can't find it, say oh my. If once we get started, you can't find it, just follow along. Glory to God. You'll be fine. A sermon entitled, It Is Finished. Because how many know that what Jesus did was complete? Oh, do we truly understand exactly what happened? Starting in verse 16, then he delivered him to them to be crucified. Then they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went out to a place called the place of the skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him, one on either side, and Jesus in the center. Now Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Then many of the Jews read this title, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrews, Greek, and Latin. Therefore, the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, do not write King of the Jews, but he said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, what have I written? I have written. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to each soldier a part, and also the tunic. Now the tunic was without seam, woven from the top in one piece. They said, therefore, among themselves, let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, for the scripture might be fulfilled, which says, they divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Therefore, the soldiers did these things. Verse 25. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother and his mother's sister Mary, and the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus, therefore, saw his mother and the disciples whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciples, behold your mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. Verse 28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished. See, everything was fulfilled at that moment. Said, I thirst. Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there. And they filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a hyssop, and put it to his mouth. Verse 30. So when Jesus had received that sour wine, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up. See, they didn't take his spirit. He gave up his spirit. Let's pray this morning. Father in heaven, we thank you. We thank you for all that you have done and everything that you are going to do. Lord, help us to understand the true meaning of what today really is representing. It is that you fulfilled all things. It is finished. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, see, Jesus, up to that point, had been through, many horrible things. The lynch mob sentenced to die on the cross. He watched the soldiers, gamble for his possessions. That's where it says that they cast lots. That means that they gambled for his possessions. It seemed that he only had one friend, and he asked that friend to take care of his mother. He gets one last drink, for his thirst. Then he says these last words, that were spoken by Jesus. See, God the Son, Jesus Christ, his heart beat, for the last time, and then it stops. So what did Jesus mean when he said it was finished? The Greek word for it is finished is tetelestai. It means that he accomplished. It means complete. It means everything is done. It means more than just seeing something being ended. It means bringing something to perfection. It means completing the goal. See, shepherds and priests, when they found the perfect sacrificial lamb, when workers finished the job that they were doing, they used this word to tell their masters that the job had been completed, that they were through. It was done. When people paid their taxes, the receipt, had the word. Instead of having the words paid in full, it had that word, hallelujah, T-E-T-E-L-E-S-T-A-I. Meaning that everything was paid for. Can I tell you this morning? That's what Jesus did. That's what Jesus did. See, let's illustrate this morning a delicious drink, a delicious dish. I know you're hungry this morning. You already have food in the oven. Your goal this morning was to complete it. You get the ingredients together, and make sure you have enough seasoning or ingredients, that are necessary. You bring it to cook. When it's fully cooked, you look at it and say, that is done. It is complete. That is how it means, folks, when Jesus, fulfilled everything that you and I needed to be fulfilled. See the last words that Jesus spoke? A few seconds from, his death on the cross. As you and I look back, at the Garden of Eden, we look back at Moses and the Israelites. We look back at King David. We look back at all the captivities, and oppressions that, the children of Israel had to go through. We see the Babylonians, they came in and conquered. We see the Persians came in and they conquered. We see many other, people that came in and they captured, destroyed Israel. Looking at the 33 years of life of Jesus here on earth and looking at the accusers, we see the words, it is finished, done. Everything that had happened came to an end. See, what was finished this morning? What was finished was the pursuit of his enemies. See, the Jewish religious leaders had plotted for a long time and they were constantly trying. They would come to tempt. Listen, they didn't come when they came and asked them. And they said, good teacher. When Nicodemus came and said, I know that you are a good teacher, for no one that does these things can do these. See, they were not there for learning. They were there for snaring. They were there for to be able to capture Jesus. to accuse them. They were there to snare them so they can bring, murder him. See, the devil hounded Jesus. You have to remember going back to Matthew 4. When Jesus comes, he's fasted 40 days and 40 nights. We fast one day, and we say, my skin turned colors. I can't eat, I can't do this. Imagine Jesus fasting 40 days and 40 nights. The Bible says that he was weak and the Spirit took him into, the wilderness. He's there. And as he's there, in the Lord's weakest moment at that time, who came into the scene? Satan came into the scene, trying to bring the Lord into a temptation. Listen, can I tell you? If he did it to him, he's going to continually do it to you and I. We see, there at the Garden of Gethsemane. He's there. Jesus knows that the time has come. No doubt, he goes out to pray. He says, Peter, James, and John, come help me in this situation. Wait. Jesus goes out to pray. Can I tell you, the devil was probably saying, it's been years, but the time has come. And then Jesus speaks those words. Father, if you cannot take this cup from me, let it not be my will, but your will be done. It destroyed everything that the devil ever wanted to accomplish. See, he was about, to resume the seat on the throne that was rightfully his. It was for the King of Kings, as the Word of God tells us in Revelation, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So what was finished? His suffering was finished. At about 9 o'clock that morning, he was nailed to the cross. For 6 hours, he hung, by 3 nails. The crowd, they mocked him. The Father, turned away from his sight. But now, all the suffering was over. So the devil thought, it's done. 3 days later, he would rise and never suffer again. Though the scars. Thomas, what do you see? Lord, I see the scars. Put your finger there. Thomas said, unless I see it, I won't believe it. See, though his scars were there, now the pain was completely done. The prophecies were finished. Since Genesis 3:15, man had been waiting on a Savior. Moses spoke about him. David wrote about him. Isaiah recorded the prophecies about him. With his death, Jesus fulfilled everything. He fulfilled, his life was finished. Years had passed. 33 years had passed since he was born in a manger. Can I tell you? Too many people are still looking at Jesus as that baby. Oh, he's so cute. We love babies. This little baby boy, let me see him. See if he comes to me. Everybody loved. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Look. Take them back. Take them back. My mistake. My bad. Everybody loves a cute, cuddly little baby boy. But Jesus, that's Jesus. We want to have the baby. You know, my my aunt was dying in Mexico. I went and prayed for her. And as she was dying, cancer had completely eaten her up. She had no more strength. She could do nothing for herself no more. I got there in the nick of time. I prayed for her. Amen. And today she's waiting in heaven for me. But you know what happened was that as I prayed for her, my oldest sister comes and she says, we need to go to the market and we need to buy a baby Jesus. I said, why do we need a baby Jesus? She said, because that's who Jesus is. See, he's not the baby no more, folks. He's grown. His life was given as a ransom for our lives. See, lepers, amen, and cripples had been healed. Demons had been casted out. The deaf had been raised. We had, amen, proclaimed the coming of the kingdom of God. He had done everything that the Father asked him to do. There was nothing that was left undone. What was finished? Our redemption and our salvation. In verse 30, it says, so when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. See, no longer do you and I this morning have to die to our sins. No longer this morning do you and I have to be in a hopeless situation. It is finished, paid in full, paid it all. It's an illustration. Jesus did not only finish the work, but it never needs repeating or improvement. It's done. Are we striving this morning? Are you and I this morning still living in our sins? Are you hopeless? Are you still trying to build that bridge that you think this morning gets you closer to God by the things that you need to do? Can I tell you, it blows my mind how we think we need to do X, Y, and Z to be closer to God. If I only do this, then I'll be closer to Jesus. Isn't that what they did at the Tower of Babel? If I can only build a tower that'll reach the heavens, then I will be closer to God. Can I tell you? That was then, and people are still doing that now. If I can only, if I can only punish myself, if I could only do more, why did I not do enough? Listen, when you and I do things, we screw things up. Can I tell you that? That's why Jesus finished it all. Are your good works, are your good life trying to get you closer to God? Can I tell you? It is finished. It is finished. I finish with this illustration. It says, I was raised on a tobacco farm, and dad would ask me to do some chores while he was gone. It was for my best interest and the seat of my pants that I did it. And when I finished it the best that I can do to please my dad, there was a great satisfaction in seeing his face and hearing my dad say, "Well done." But there were many times I failed my dad in doing what he asked me to do. There were times that he would finish the job himself, and that would grieve my heart to know I hurt my dad in disobedience and neglect. God used some great men throughout history in the Old Testament to get things done for him. But when failed him time and time again, when it came to paying for our sins, when it came paying for the disobedience and neglect, Jesus came to do it himself. Not only did he endure to the end, but he said, "It is finished. It's complete." Jesus paid it all. Can I tell you, you don't have to this morning. You don't have to. Because Jesus paid everything. He paid everything. He paid it so that you don't have to this morning. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed. Amen. You're here this morning. You're not right with God. You're here this morning. You've never surrendered your life to Jesus. You're here this morning. If you were to die, you don't know where your eternity would be. Can I tell you, Jesus died so that you can be secure. But can I tell you something, beloved? It's not for you unless you ask him for it. You have to declare with your lips. You have to believe in your heart. That's what Romans 10, 9 and 10 tells us. That if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. See, this morning, we're not born saved. You might have been born to Christian parents, but that does not mean that you are saved. That just means that you were born to Christian parents. You have to make the decision yourself this morning. Lord, I invite you into my life. Would that be anybody here this morning? You want to invite Jesus Christ into your life? You want to raise your hand, signaling, "Pastor, that's me. I'm not going to embarrass you. All I want to do is pray for you." Maybe you're here in this place within the sound of my voice and you're not saved. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. Would that be you? Would that be you? Quickly, raise your hand. Quickly. Amen. Maybe you once gave your life to Christ. Let me speak to you, backslider. Maybe you once gave your life to Christ, but this morning, you're away from God. My wife surrendered her life to Christ at a very young age. But for 12 years, she was away from the things of God. She backslid. Is that you this morning? You're a backslider. Can I tell you, God loves you. He says, "I wish that none should perish, but that all would come to repentance this morning." Is that you this morning? You're a backslider. You're not right with God. Can I tell you? You have to know because God already knows. Are you a backslider this morning? And you make a decision this morning, "Pastor, that's me. I want to get my heart right." Would you do one thing? I'm not going to embarrass you. All I want to do is know who to pray for. Backslider, would you come home? Would you raise your hand? Raise it high. raised it high. Anybody else? I see that hand. You can put it down. Anybody else? Anybody else this morning? You're a backslider. You want to surrender your life to Jesus once again. Oh, God. Would you surrender your life? Anybody else before I move on? Anybody else? Amen. Hallelujah. If you raise your hand, ma'am, you honest? Would you come? Maribel? Thank you. Jesus, my wife is going to pray with you. Okay, God bless you. Let me speak to you, church. Jesus paid it all. You and I don't have to no more. I've seen things where people punish themselves. They scourge themselves. They think they have to do all these good works to be able to say to themselves, that makes me closer to the Lord. Christianity is so simple that we make it difficult. Jesus said, it is finished. That means it's done. All you and I have to do is believe in the Lord, live for him. Not just believe, but live for him. And as you and I live for the Lord, we will see that everything that he did was completely finished. Tetelestai. Jesus did it all. He fulfilled it all, fulfilled the prophecies, fulfilled everything that needed to be done. He said, it is finished this morning. I'm going to open up the altar. Maybe you want to come and talk to God this morning. Maybe you want to come and lay hold of God this morning. The altar is open. Come, amen. Come, lay hold of God. Maybe you've tried in your own things to try to do things to get you closer to God. It's done. Fulfilled. It is finished. Jesus did it all so that you and I don't have to. Low voice. Jesus did it all, folks, so that we don't have to. Because can I tell you? We mess things up when trying to make them better. Jesus said, it is finished. He bowed his head and gave up his spirit this morning. That's wonderful news this morning. That there's nothing that you and I but believe. But can I tell you, belief is not just in words. Belief is in actions. Belief is in actions. God, when I said, the word of God says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, we are made anew. That doesn't mean that we have the license to be able to continue sinning in our lives. Because everything that Jesus did, he did for you and I, folks. Sing it out.
And help me find a way.
Oh, that leads me back.